John Tumey joins us for a kōrero. It's been quite a remarkable week, and I hope that it's fulfilled what you hoped it might, John. The reports back from the north seem to be really encouraging. Tēnā koe, huh?
Yeah, kia ora, bro. You know, the beauty about being a Māori in this country and knowing your communities well, right, is you don't need no one standing over you to tell you what to do, when to do it, and why to do it, right? It's just we know where to go, we know who to see, and we know all the rest of it. So what we didn't have is the information that we required in regard to where our people unvaxxed were. When you drive into their hood and you have our loudspeakers go and play their music, it gets their attention, right? And it's an awakening because they've always been left at the bottom of the heap. And then when you're able to communicate with them without ruling them, judging them, putting them down, and all the rest of it, and you're not there on a government sting for MSD or ACC or corrections or whatever, there's a different relationship. So we've, for instance, one example, there was over 2,000 unvaxxed Māoris in Kaitaia, and we did 440 on the day we arrived on a fishing expedition. If Blocker Bloomfield and his mates in the Ministry of Health and DHBs had given us our information, we would have been able to double that on the day. And then that would have allowed, leading into Christmas, our brother and sister organisations up there time to mop up the tail of those. Don't get me wrong, there are those that are resistant, and that's cool. And I don't judge them. But I do believe that as Māori leaders, we need to offer our people a vaccine opportunity. And they deserve it. They deserve it, designed for them, by them, and to them.
Can't
so,
John.
You know, we've, yeah.
Blocker Bloomfield's an interesting term, but anyway, I like it. I just spoke with him a half an hour ago or so. I got the impression that you and he had been able to iron out some of these difficulties. Is that not the case? Do you, what would you say of where you're at as a relationship and also with the access to data kaupapa?
Well, if he's telling the truth, we wouldn't be going to court. Now, this guy and his officials have treated us with just total disdain. You know, like, who are you, Hori? The way he comes across as a reasonable chap on the news is not the way in which we are treated. Okay, there's two Bloomfields in play, plus some of his racist senior executives. Now, the denial of our right to information for our people to lift vaccination rates there where he has failed, there's no excuse for it, Dale. There's no rationalisation for it.
He says some iwi don't want the information released because they don't, or they haven't contacted the people to see whether they would agree to that. But he didn't name the iwi. Do you know who are the ones
which
are standing in the way?
No, you can't deal in innuendo, can we?
No, I guess not.
Right? You can't. No, you can't. Us Māoris would never get away with saying some Pākehās don't like it, so it's not happening. Right? What Bloomfield's saying is that Jacinda Ardern, okay, and Crusher Collins have to agree before Pākehās can do anything. That's what he's saying. Why is it that Māori have one rule applied to them and the Pākehās can make rules up as they go? Think about that. The next problem we've got with them is there was one iwi that objected to us. It was Ngāi Tahu. They do nothing in the North Island. They are meaningless to me in the North Island. They have no services for my Ngāti Pro people in Nelson, Christchurch, Dunedin, Invercargill, where our people are. Okay, we've got over 13,000 Ngāti Pro there. They do nothing for us. So why could one iwi... Oh, here's the other thing. In all health data, NHI data, there's no iwi identifier there. Who do you think looks after Ngāi Tahu prisoners on their way out? Their babies up here. Ngāi Tahu doesn't. And so I'm not having one stupid little warlord from Ngāi Tahu block the right of our people to get vaccinations in the North Island. Nor will I allow her to block Ngāti Pro people in the South Island because she doesn't own us. Furthermore, I don't own my Ngāti Porou relations. I'm an iwi leader, Ngāti Porou ki Hauraki. I don't own my cousins. I talk on their behalf at certain levels, but in terms of delivering them health, welfare, education, justice and housing, they have to fend for themselves in the communities where they are, right? So that's us.
Well, again, I just have to salute the effort that's been made. Peel said that somebody threw him a vacuum-packed a smoke deal. Have you received any gifts of that nature, JT?
Oh, well, I got better eels than him. Plus, I got Kinners. Plus, we got the Kinners. And the people up here have been marvellous.
Yeah,
and the God, bro, it's just, you know, when our people honour one another, and we got our own style, our own way, and when we can design things for ourselves, they work. Old Blocker just has to understand that, right? But he will, because we're going to win. We're in the High Court again today against them, and we'll see whether we get urgency again, which we must. And the day that he loses again in the High Court is the day he really needs to be sacked. If he was a Māori doing this to the Pākehas, he would have gone long ago.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today. All the best.
Kia ora.
John Tamere in the north.